This is Sean with Voices of Rocky Ripple, and I'm speaking with Al. And Al, what is your last name?
Aston.
Aston. All right, so how many years have you been in Rocky Ripple?
Since 1971.
1971. That's working on a 50-year anniversary.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. So what? How did you even get connected with moving into Rocky Ripple?
Through friends.
Through friends.
Yep.
All right, so what are some of the bigger things that you've seen change over the time that you've been in Rocky Ripple?
The biggest change is city water.
City water?
Yeah, that's the biggest change. It used to be more older people than younger people. People that have lived out here a lot longer than I have. This place, Rocky Ripple, has had more home-based businesses than probably any great neighborhood in Indianapolis.
So you've been a plumber, right?
I've been a plumber. I've been a mechanic. I used to own the Shell station in Broad Ripple. I used to own the Shell station at 46 in Illinois.
Okay. And so throughout all that time, what are some of the other guys or gals you remember? What's some of the unique businesses they've had living in Rocky Ripple?
Oh, there's been... I can't think of all of them, but all the names, but there's been at least 5 roofing businesses out here.
Okay.
Bobby Urie, Frank Urie, Jimmy Dickerson. There's another man, I can't think of his name. And they always put the kids to work. When the kids got to be 16, they always knew they could be a roofer.
So have you been helping a lot of the houses with their plumbing over the years?
Oh, I've done my share of it. The best plumber we ever had out here was Larry Martin. His nickname was Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
What
lived in 52nd and Crown.
All right, so when they started getting worried about the river coming up over the levee and all that, what were some of the things that people were kind of talking about through that whole time?
I've seen the river up maybe 6 feet from the top of the levee. My friend Jack Cooper and I used to go out when it would get that high, and we'd pump basements out.
Wow. But
Jack's been long gone now. It's never, to my knowledge, ever flooded out here.
And how old are you?
77.
77. So you literally came in there when you were in your 20s.
Yeah, I moved here when I was 27.
27. So how would you describe the people of Rocky Ripple in general?
There's so many new ones now. It's a different bunch of people. They're younger. They're like I was when I moved out here. They're a lot more private. They appreciate the solitude that we have here in Rocky Ripple. It's a great neighborhood. Not a lot of crime. Yeah, you may get a car broke in now and then, and but for the most part, there's no big crime. There's no crime out here.
Right. So what's some of your favorite people that have kind of lived there over the years? You, even some of the ones that still live there now, or some of the people that have been there for a long time that you really respect?
Oh, there's one in particular, Janet Cooper. And if you'd like to talk, she's 90 years old and probably in better condition than you and I.
All right. So when Holt Park came in, what'd you think about that?
I was against Holt Park, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It cost the town too much money. But I'm not going to go into that. I was against it, but then that's the way it was. And the people that were on the board at that point decided to spend the money. And there was never a really good explanation. All they said, well, we paid all the back taxes to get property title. Well, it almost broke the town at the time.
So now it's been 20 years. You think the town is kind of taken it in and been able to utilize and enjoy it?
Oh, I'm sure that the park is utilized. My grandchildren go up there. We have the festival up there. People can rent the gazebo. The park has been well used over the years, yes.
Okay. So what's some of the bigger moments or the bigger things that kind of stand out that happened in the town over the past 50 years for you?
Like I said, the biggest thing that's happened to us is the water. Basically, that is the biggest thing, that we got city water, because the wells, a lot of the wells, not all of them, a lot of the wells were bad at that time.
Right.
Because of the septic tanks.
Sure.
And if they ever put city sewers in, which I probably will never live to see, because it just, the tax dollars aren't there.
Right. So what do you think would be some future goals if you're there to witness it, or if it's, you know, later on, what do you think some things that should happen?
I think that the wall should be built around the levee. I think that the city sewers ought to be put in with a pumping station at the canal. And then, of course, when that happens, the taxes are going to go up, but the land value will go out of sight.
Right. I think that's very true. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about your time in Rocky Ripple?
No, I've served on the board. I was part of the Rocky Ripple Volunteer Fire Department. It's been a great place to raise my kids. I raised three boys, and now I'm helping raise my grandkids.
That's beautiful. That's great. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate your oversight of the whole thing for 50. That's a long time to stay dedicated to the town and to help the people there. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, stay on the line for a second.
Okay.
And are you happy that these stories are going to be able to be saved?
Pardon?
Are you happy the stories are going to be able to be saved?
Am I happy with what?
That the stories are going to be able to be saved of the town.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to close this out.